Okay, today's daf is Eirvin, daf Peites. As we finish up the 8th parak and get into the 9th parak in Maseches Eirvin, 9th parak out of 10. And we are on Peches Mabez, about 10-12 lines up at the bottom, Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav Nachman, that is where we're going to start from. If you remember the context, we are talking about when one is allowed to pour water within their own rishus, knowing that the water is going to go out of the rishus. So are there any chashos that I might come to pour water directly out of the rishus, which would then be an issa daraisa if I'm pouring it from a rishus ayachad to a rishus harabim? Am I worried about that? Am I worried about people thinking that that's what I'm doing, that I'm pouring it out b'chozek, b'koach, and it's going to end up going out? So there are some issues daraisa, issues rabbanan, and do we make such gzeiras to prevent any of this? So the Brisa had said that all of these limitations are only in the summer months, but in the winter months, don't worry about anything. Shofech v'shone v'eino nimna. Just pour it. Pour it in your, obviously, in your own rishus, not in the going out straight to rishus harabim. Pour it in your own rishus and don't worry about it. Why? Why not don't worry about it? So, we have 2 days in the Gemara, Rava and Rav Nachman. Rava was the first day that we had yesterday. Rava says, because it is, it gets absorbed. It gets absorbed. Aye, doesn't the Mishnah have similar cases where it's going to get absorbed inside and therefore, you see it's a worry. So the Gemara says, no, come on, think about the rainy season. There's nothing to worry about. L'may nechushla, says the Gemara. Are you, on the one hand, if there's a chash that you're going to be too worried that your field is going to be overwatered, and therefore you might come to pour it directly out, we're not worried about that. Because your field is already overwatered, and it's the rainy season. Nobody focuses on their field during the rainy season, and therefore there's no worry of that. Are you worried that people are going to think something? Gzeira Shema Yomru? There's no Gzeira Shema Yomru either, because Stam Tzinoros Mikal Chemhein. Right, everybody's pipes and all the waters are going straight out. So let's do the second day, and then we'll talk about it. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, about 12 lines up, the second day, another answer, similar. B'yemosag shamim, during the rainy season, uka machzik sasayim, nozen lo sasayim. If you have the uka, if you have the hole right next to the area, if it holds a sasayim, as the Mishnah spoke about, then you can pour in a sasayim of rain, of water. Machzik sa'ah, nozen lo sa'ah. However, whatever the amount is, that's what you're allowed to do, Rav Nachman says. So Rav Nachman is more limited than the first opinion. You don't just say you can do whatever you want. No, it's however big the uka is. B'yemosa chama, machzik sasayim, nosin lo sasayim, sa'ah, enosin lo kal ikar. If it's smaller than base sasayim in the summer months, you can't do anything. So Gemara says, why? B'yemosa chama nami, machzik sa'ah, nesiv le sa'ah. At least pour in however big the uka is. So Gemara says, no, gzeira del ma'asi litin le sasayim. No, the Xavier, you might pour in more. And you don't want so much, and therefore if you pour in more, you might want to do it directly out. Why do you make a Xavier during the rainy season also? The Gemara says, Ha, some of my nechushla, same shaklavataria. What are you worried about in the rainy season? Imishim kilkul, ha, mekalkul of a kaima. Imishim gzeira, shabayomru, tsinero, shaploni, makalech mayim, stam tsineros, makalchamim. You worry people are going to say, so and so is pouring water out to the street. Everybody has water flowing out to the street from their fields. And therefore, there are no limitations. So, Machlokas, Rav and Rav Nachman, Rav says, Rotseshi, Bolomayim, Imkol Money. It's more about his kavanas during the rainy season. And Rav Nachman says it's more about the objective size. Amar Abaya just ends off by saying, Hilkach, because this is true. Since we're not worried about anything during the rainy season, afilu kur v'afilu kurayim. We paskin, you can pour whatever you want. As much water as you want, you can pour in because there is no worry.
They say that the uka had to be
based on the uka had to hold a base sasayim. That's what, for you to have no limitations, we said. That's what we said. So now we're saying maybe that's during the rainy season, but if it's during, according to Rav Nachman, during the non-rainy season, during the Mosach Chama, you'd only have Beis HaSayim, that's as much as you would be able to do. If it's less than that, so you wouldn't be able to even pour less than that. You have to work out what the Mishnah is talking about according to each of the days in the Gemara. 2 points. Number one is, the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, in Hilchos Pasuk V'Chalav, discusses the issue of Maris Ayin when it comes to Isurei Derabanan. Because Isurei Derabanan, that's what we're talking about here. Right? We're not talking about in Pashas an issue of people are going to say, oh, you're pouring water directly out. What are we talking about? People are going to say, what's the language of the Gemara? Shema yomru tsinoru shama kaploni mekalech mayim. Right? So what, that's not a daraisa. Your tsinor is mekalech mayim. So people are going to say that. And therefore what? They're going to say you're violating that you're pouring directly into your yard and then it's going out. So this could, at least according to some understandings, this is Maris Ayin, but this is Drabanan. So that itself is an interesting machlokes achronim. Whether we're worried about Maris Ayin of Isurei Drabanan. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yoredeya Simin Pezayin, Eino Noeg, this is Basar Bechalav, Ella Bebasar Behema Tahora Bechalav, Behema Tahora. On a Daraisa level, what's Basar Bechalav? Kosher meat and kosher milk. Av basar tahora b'chalav tameya, o basar tameya b'chalav tahora, mutarim b'bishul b'hana. On a daraisa level, it is mutar mishum basar b'chalav. U basar chaya v'of. What about basar chaya v'of? Afilu b'chalav tahora, mutar b'bishul b'hana, v'yaf b'achilo eino asar elami d'rabanan. As we know, these are d'rabanan. Then the Rama adds, v'nagu lasos chalav mishkedim. Some people make nut milk. Coconut milk. Umeinichin ba besar of. And they eat it with chicken. Hoel ve'eno rak midrabanan. The whole issue is drabanan, real milk and nut milk, real milk and chicken is all drabanan. So if you don't use real milk, so if you're using nut milk, so then eating that with besar of is no problem whatsoever. Aval besar behema, but what about nut milk with beef? That's also not usser, right? It's nut milk. But says the Rama, Yesh lahaniach etzel hachalav shkedim, mishamaris ha'ayin. Where you're serving the, right, you're having for dessert, you're having the nut milk to have with your coffee, so you should put some nuts next to there, right? Or put the bottle of soy milk, right? Put some, whatever power of source it is, so everybody knows. That's the Rama, meaning, even by an iser derabanan, issues of chicken, right? So therefore, one still would say that one has to be worried about maris. Marisais. That's the Rama. They have to put it there because it's drabanan. By Basar Behema, I'm sorry, the Rama is Mako. By the Basar Oaf, you don't have to. But only by the Basar Behema, you would have to because of Maris Ayin. So he's not worried about Basar Oaf with the Shkedim in terms of Maris Ayin. While the Shach here quotes the Marshal that says, no, even by a chicken, right? It's still an issue of Maris Ayin. So the question is, what's this Machlokas about between the Rama and the Shach here in Yoredeya Simin Pezayin about Maris Ayin of Basar B'chalav. So explains Rav Salvechik, quoted here in the Shiurei Harav, in Inyani Basar B'chalav, the das ha-marshal hi shachachamim asru maisa, lasos maisa, shenira ki iser, kedei shelo yitu acherim lahatir oso iser, v'hu me'ein iser lifnei iver. The marshal says, Maris Ayin is like a lifnei iver. And therefore, you can't facilitate at all your friend doing an Avera, so it doesn't matter what Avera it is. Even if it's a Rabbanan. So therefore, even by Maris Ayin, this is the Rabbanan, you must take precautions. Right, I think we mentioned before that Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch's Ha'ara is, if you're machshel somebody in an Isser Derabbanan, you could be violating Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Because it's no worse than bad advice. Bad advice is Lifnei Iver Daraisa, so be machshel somebody in Isser Derabbanan. So that's on the one hand. But if you, the Rama maybe holds that Maris Ayin isn't, you don't say this is exactly like Lifnei Iver. No, it's, whether you want to say it's Rav Moshe, we mentioned in the past, Chshad, the issue is more of just people are going to think that I'm doing something wrong. Not as much of leading them to do an Avera. So if that's the case, so then maybe it would be limited to Isurei Daraisa. I have to take precautions, people don't think I'm doing Daraisas. Not that I'm not doing drabanans. I'm not allowed to do drabanans. But what kind of chashos do I have to have? So maybe that is what's behind the machlokas between the Rama and the Shach. Again, there's more here, but that is what is discussed here. Okay. The other actually, we'll wait with the other issue. But Sikresha, but Hashem, if we have time at the end, we will return. We mentioned also from the Achronim, Maris Ayin is called Maris Ayin and not Maris Einayim. Because you're only looking really with one eye. You don't see the full picture. That's why it's called Maris Ayin. It's Maris, it appears to the eye. If you'd really look with two eyes and analyze the situation, then it wouldn't be a problem because you'd realize what's happening. Maris Einayim. Interesting ha'ara. Okay, we continue. V'chein shtei diyutaos zu keneged zu. Also, if there are two porches across from each other, the end of our Mishnah said, some make an ukkah, some didn't make an ukkah, only the people who made an ukkah are mutter to pour water into their chatzer, and then going into the ukkah, and then it might go out of the chatzer. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava, afilu irvu. Wow. Even, says Rava, according to the first version, even if the people made an eruv, what if a number of people, you have houses, again, going into chatzeros, and you have porches up above. So even if the houses made an eruv with each other, still, only the people who built the ukkahs are allowed to use the ukkahs. So, Amar Abaya my time, but so what's the issue? Elema Mishab Didafishi Maya, are you really worried about too much water? The ukkahs are going to be filled, right? You only have one family that made the ukkahs, but two families are going to use it. So is that the issue? But Vatanya, we learned, achasli ukkah, va'achasli gistera, brecha va'areva. It doesn't matter if it's an ukkah, a ditch, or any other type of area which could catch the water. A gistera is a broken kli, a brecha is a pool, areva is a trough they used to use for kneading. Any type of area which could catch the water, afal pishin ismalu mayim me'erev Shabbos, even if it was already full. As long as you have that there as a hecker, shofchin lusochan mayim b'Shabbos, you're allowed to pour water in there on Shabbos, right? It doesn't matter. Rashi here says areva is a svina ktana. Areva can mean different things in different places. But either way, says the Gemara, how could Rava say that the reason Rava says afilu irvu and the problem is nefishe maya? No. The issue is having the ukkah, and even if it's full, and it goes out, since it could be that it's empty. That's enough of a hecker in this world of Durabanan, and therefore it's mutter. Sela iyidmar hachiyidmar. So rather, we'll say this. Amar Rava, lo shana elisha lo irvu. The only problem is where they did not make an eruv with each other. Aval irvu mutarin. But if they made an eruv, everything's mutter. Even the people who shalo asu uka would be allowed to pour into it from the porch. V'chi lo irvu, my time alo. So what's the problem with lo irvu? Lo irvu, why can't the people who didn't make the uka pour from their porch into it? So the Gemara says, Amarav Ashi, gzeira dilma asi la'afuke. Look at Rashi's gear. So Rashi is in one word, in one letter. La dilma asi la'afuke. Maya bimani debatim lahacha. Right, we are worried that not only if we allow them to pour from their porch, which Meikra did would be okay, even though they didn't make an Eruv, we're worried that they will then bring down the water in Kalim. They don't want to like pour it all from above, it might splash all over the place. So they'll carry down the water in pails, and they'll bring it, and then they'll pour it in from the Chatzah to the Ukkah. So that they can't do if they didn't make an Eruv, if they didn't take part in the Eruv. So that's the Gzeira. If they made an Eruv, no problem. But if they didn't make an Eruv, so we don't allow them to do that, and that is the worry. Okay, Hadralach case of Mishtatfin, that takes care of the eighth parak of Sechaz Erevin, which, as you know, has been about different issues of within a miscellaneous halachas relating to a Ruve Chatzeros. The last, again, the structure has been, if you remember, again, to review. First couple of prakim were about the tsura of Mechitzos. First two prakim. Next couple of prakim, Parak Gimel and Dalet and Hay, were all about a Ruve Tchumen. Right, Ketsa Ma'abrin, where do you measure it from, and what are you allowed to use? Bakol Mishtatfinu Ma'arvin, right, and then that's the second, the third, fourth, and fifth. The sixth and the seventh parak were, an eighth parak were about a Ruve Chatzeros issues. In terms of the seventh parak was all about what's considered one chatzer, what's considered two chatzeros, whether you have to make two, whether you're allowed to make one, what about ladders in between, what about doors in between, all of that was the seventh parak. And this eighth parak was just various halachos relating to chatzeros and eruv, right? Miscellaneous halachas. You have an amas hamayim in between. How are you allowed to fill it up? That was eruv chatzeros issues. This ninth parak now is more about eruv chatzeros in an expanded way. What's considered a chatzer? When do you need an eruv? When do you not need an eruv? That is this ninth parak that we are about to, Beit Hashem, get into. But one ha'ara from the last couple of lines here, and that is the Braisa said that as long as I have that ukkah, even if it's full from before Shabbos, it's okay. That's good enough. That's good enough. Right? What's the issue? It sounds like as long as theoretically it can work as a blia, as an absorption center, right? So that's good enough. That's good enough, even though lemaisa it's not working. So we have this concept. This is in the world of the Rabbanans. But to note, we mentioned in the past, we have this concept even on a Daraisa level. There are some Rishonim that have a Mechudash way of defining the issue of Psik Reisha. If you remember, Psik Reisha is, as we know, Hilcha Shabbos. Whenever I do Act A, which will Vadai cause Act B, so that is Usur D'Oraisa on Shabbos. If I drag a heavy bench across a very soft earth in the backyard, and I know for sure, it's known for sure that I am going to make holes, so that is an Isur D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Psik Reisha, if I go to the backyard to kill a chicken, to cut off its head, to give that as a toy to my child, so that is an Isur D'Oraisa. Even though my kavan is only to get a toy from the child, but I'm killing the chicken. And that's Psik Reisha, right? Psik Reisha, there's Nichale, Lo Nichale, at least Psik Reisha, the Nichale is an Isser de Oraisa. There are, though, a few cases which seem challenging to understand why they aren't a violation of Psik Reisha. There's a Rashi in Masechah Zvachim, on Daf Sadi Aleph, where the Gemara talks about a Karban Yayin, where somebody promises to bring wine to the Mizbech. I make that neder. So I bring wine to the Mizbech, and the Gemara talks about Mizalfin Yayin on Gabi Mizbech. You're allowed to sprinkle wine. Ask the Gemara, isn't that an Isser of Kibbuy? Is it Isser Daraisa of, right, Lo Tichme, beginning of Parsha Sav, Eish Tamit Tukal Mizbech, Lo Sichme. How are you allowed to sprinkle wine on Mizbech? Lo Tichme doesn't mean you put it totally out, even if you just make it go get smaller a little. Answers the Gemara, no, because it's Efshar to use Tipos Ktanos. You could use little drops, which won't really affect the flames. Rashi there says, because you could use little drops, so even big drops are mutter. What does that mean? Psik Reisha, if you use big drops, it's going to go out. One problem. Or another problem, the Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, he quotes a Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara there is discussing, remember the case of the Hadas with too many berries. So the Gemara says, you're allowed to remove the berries before Yontif, so that you could get your Hadas, because a Hadas has to have more leaves than berries. What if you forgot? So then you're not allowed to remove the berries on Yontif, because that is Tikkun Mana. Tikkun Mana, that's the Malacha of Makom HaPatish. What happens if Avar Velikton, that's the Gemara here on Lama Gimel on Mabez in Sukkah, if Ein Mamatin Miyantif, Mishur, so you're not supposed to do that, but Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds, you're allowed to. Aren't you being Metakin Mana? So the Gemara says, no, you took off the berries to eat them. You don't have Kavana. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and he holds like his father that it's Dover Sheinim Eskavin is Mutter. Ask the Gemara, this is a Psik Reisha. So what that I want the berries to eat? I am being misakein. Answers the Gemara, no. Hach b'mayaskinon de isle hoshana achrisi. You have another hadas to use for your mitzvah. This hadas is purely for, you know, you want to have flowers on your table. So, you're eating the berries because you're hungry, and this hadas is not going to be used for the mitzvah anyway, so don't worry about it, you're not doing anything wrong. That's the Gemara. If you look at the Rambam leaves out this ukimta of isle hoshana achrisi. When he quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Lulav, in Paraches, he doesn't bring the Ukimta. The Arsameach says, why not? If there's no other Hoshana Achrisi, there's an Issa Daraisa going on here. So you have the Rashi in Zvachim Sadi Aleph, you have the Rambam in Sukkah on the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lama Gimel. I'll throw in one more. You have the Shita of the Rashba. The Rashba in Hilchas Misecha Shabbos says, if I close the door, let's say I want to take a walk on Shabbos, and all of a sudden I realize that a deer has wandered into my living room. So what do? I want to take a walk on Shabbos. I don't want to leave my house unattended. Am I allowed to close my door? Is that Seda? So Rashba says, no, it's Mutter. It's Mutter, it's not Seda, because you don't really have Kavana for trapping. The answer is, what do you mean you don't have Kavana? That's Psik Reisha. So in all these cases, what's the common theme? Says the Arsameach there in Hilchas Lulav. He quotes the Rashi in Zvachim, and he quotes the Rashba in Shabbos. He quotes all these Makaros. Says the Arsameach, Psik Reisha means where these actions must and are always together. That's Psik Reisha. If A will always lead to Act B, but if A will not always lead to Act B, but it's only in this situation it's going to lead to Act B, but inherently A does not lead to Act B, so then that's not called Psik Reisha, even in a case where A does lead to B. So closing a front door of a house is not the Malach of Seda. It happens to be in this situation, there's a deer in the house, right? Being mezalif yayin, pouring wine on the mizbeach doesn't always lead to lo sichve, right? Tipos katanos. So therefore, yes, you're right, here is Psik Reisha, but it would not be called psik resha in this case, because it's possible, it's not always inherent that being mezalf in yayin agam emezek leads to psik resha. So this is what the Arsa Meath develops, but a similar idea here. This is what we're talking about on a Durabana level. Because the uka could be empty, so therefore even if you pour into it when it's full, it is not going to be a problem. Again, this is Durabana, that's Daraisa, and it's hard to always know, because you can't, some say you can always formulate every case like this. Well, dragging a bench doesn't always entail making a hole, only if it's a very heavy bench and a very soft earth. So you got to work it out with how these achronim can be mechalik between the cases. But either way, that is definitely a theme that is discussed in the world of psik resha by the Arsameach there in Hilchos Lulav. Okay, here we go, ninth parak. So we get into now again the world of eruv chatzeros. Remember the background. The Gemara says earlier we had back on Daf Chaf Aleph the source of Eruv HaTzeros was Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech decided that if people are able to carry within their yard, so then people are going to get confused and say, what's the difference between my house, the yard? The yard is also a joint area. The street is a joint area. And there's going to be confusion. So Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that any type of semi public area requires an Eruv Tchumen. The worry was the Yomru Shachateres Bilvad Hain Rishus Hayachad Vidamush Ein Hotsa Malacha Mutar Lahotzi Lahaknas Rishus Hayachad Rishus Harabim. Right, all of these gzeros. So that's why you make it into one big happy family. By the way, we're going to talk thought that I mentioned earlier in the week about Korach Bez Hashem that's coming up in the parashas here tonight about Eruve Chateros Bez Hashem. We will get back to that. Okay, says the Mishnah Kol Gagos. That's this parak. Kol Gagos Ha'ir Rishus Achas. All the roofs of the city are considered one Rishus. In the days of old, roofs were flat, and they really made use of their roofs for usages, for putting their fruit up there to dry, various usages. So what if you have gags, roofs, all very close to each other? Says the Tanakama, we'll see there are going to be three opinions, says the Tanakama, they're all considered Rishus Achas. Meaning you could go carry things from roof to roof. Ubilvad, shelo ye gag gavoy yud, onamach yud. As long as one roof isn't 10 tfachim above or below the other one, another one next to it, because then that would mean that it is a separate rishus, and it will be asal taltel from one to the other. We will see the reason in the Gemara. So all roofs can be considered one. Right? Rashi says, they all are in the same category of tashmish. Rashi says, Hagagos she'ein tashmishan tadir. You don't use this as much, you don't use them as much as your yard, but you don't not use them. So they're like medium level usage. So they're all similar, and therefore you could go from gag to gag. Divrei Rebbe Meir. That is Rebbe Meir Shita. All roofs are okay. The Tiferes Yisrael just has the Ha'ari. He says, what's the emphasis of the Mishnah says Namuch and Gavoa? Why can't the Mishnah just say Vashalo Yeh Gag Yud? Right, something shorter. Here, listen to his question. Sounds like a very verbose lusher that we didn't have to have. The Mehai time Anachar Emeir Haya Echad Gavoa VeEchad Namuch VaHare Haynu Hach TaHare Kisha Echad Gavoa. What do you need the bottom Echad Namuch if one is above and the other one is below? What do you have to have one above and one below for? It's a double lashon. Behechrach shasheni namuch kekushas Rabbeinu Tosfos Yantiv. Aval says that Tiferes Yisrael gave to call Iker time under Rabbi Meir. We'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir's problem is that if you have one above the rest, that's similar to an amud birishus harabim, which might be considered a rishus ayachid, and you might get confused. That's going to be his reason in the Gemara. So you might think only if one is above, there's a reason to be gozer. But if one is below, that's not shayach to the reason the Gemara is going to give, as we'll see soon, Bez Hashem. And that's why you have to say no, low plug. Low plug, if one is different in height or in either direction between the rest of the gagin, so that is going to be usher, derabanan, sofer, bibeir, it's not all going to be one. That is our bibeir shita. Right, all roofs are one. V'chachavim omrim, kol echad ve'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. They say, no, every roof is separate. And therefore, if the people on the bottom did not make an eruv, then you can't be metaltel from one to the other. So it's all also the chachavim. No, it's machmir shita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, which we've had before in this Masechta and in Masechta Shabbos, the most makel opinion, not only are all the roofs considered one rishus, but all the semi-public areas, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chatzeros, Ve'echad Karpifos, Rishus achas hein lekelim sheshavsu l'sochan v'lo lekelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis. Rabbi Shimon says all of the semi-public areas, the yards, the roofs, v'chulu, all of them are considered one rishus. And anything that started off Shabbos in one of these, they could go to any other one directly. A chatzar to a gag to a carpet back to a gag to a chatzar. All of them are good. You're not allowed to bring something, let's say you made an Erev in your yard. You can't then bring something from your house to your yard and then bring it to some other yard that's not the yard that's in question. Only items that started off in this world of semi-public rishus, semi-private rishus, so that you could go anywhere, but not something from that was in the house. Right? Rashi says here, Hoel v'kulam ein tashmishan miyuchad v'tadir, rishus achasein, and you can go from one to the other. Rav Shimon only requires Erev Chatzeros in order for Heter Kli Habayis. That is Rav Shimon Shita. Only to get something from the house, that's the issue, according to Rav Shimon of Erev Chatzeros. The Ar Sameach also, again, second Ar Sameach of the day, has a very important ha'ari. He says, if you look throughout Shas, whenever Rav Shimon Shita is quoted, we had it in Rebbe Elazar de Mila twice, wherever it's quoted, they always quote this line of the Mishnah, Kalim Sheshavsu B'tocha HaChatzer. Ar Sameach says, I think it only applies to Kalim and not to food. Because food, let's say food started out at a chatzer. Food is something you always bring inside. And therefore, even Reb Shimon, in my opinion, says the Ar Sameach, would think that it is a problem to bring food that was started off in a chatzer into another chatzer. Even though it's not mefurish, but just put the evidence together. Those are all the cases in Shas. Lule de mistafina, if I wouldn't be nervous. Hava amina de kalim dafka nakat. Aval ochlin avagasha shavsu toka chatzer. Osir lachnis on the chatzer chaveir below erif. Vitaima de bias havi makom pita. Va ochlin sofan lavola bias. Lehe ochel bemakom mutzna. People eat in the house. Vavi command the shavsu bebias. Vedina ke kalim shavsu bebias. De laze ena chazir zakapivas ruchazachas. Valachain lo matsano. Then he quotes. Gotta have shas on your fingertips to know this. Right, or live after the Ein Mishpat and the Ner Mitzvah. So it's easier for us. Alachein, lo matzanu rak. Where do you find it? You find it by the Mila knife in the blood of the Mila. You find it by the Aluntis, the towel, and the oil in Perachavis. You find it by the Sefer Torah in our Perak. Avo b'miti, t'kaim lo mechal, lo matzinu, shei kol ha-chatzeros rishus achas, v'taim lo kedamra. Says the Ar Sameach, that's my chiddush. Even though I don't have explicit gemaras against it, I have implicit evidence. Good, says the Gemara, Yosef Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, the Yosef Abaye Gabayu. These two people were sitting in front of Abaye, the Yosef Vakamri, and they were saying, Bishlama Rabbanan, remember we have three shitas in the Mishnah. So they were talking about the different opinions. Bishlama Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan Savri, I understand. Kishem she diurin chalukin lamata, kach diurin chalukin lamala. The Rabbanan say, they say everything's usher. Right? You can't go from roof to roof. They say upstairs is no different than downstairs. Just like downstairs you need an A-roof, so too for upstairs, from Gog to Gog, you need an A-roof. Hello, Rebbe Meir, Micah Savar, but what's Rebbe Meir's opinion? Who says roofs, yes, but the other areas, no. E Kesavar, Keshem Shet, Yurin Chalukin Lamata, Kach, Yurin Chalukin Lamala. If you say it's split Rishuyos, Amai Rishus Achasein, why are you allowed to go from one to the other? The ikasavar ain chalukin, and if you say they're not chaluk, to call a malam yud rishus achas ain. Anything above 10 tefachim is all rishus achas. Afilu gag gavoa asara v'namach yud nami. So even if it's 10 tefachim above, what's the difference? They're all above 10 anyway. So what's Rabbi Meir's opinion? So Amalu Abaye says to these two talmidim, Lo shami lechu hadam Rav Yisla bar Avdimi. Didn't you hear what he said? Omer haya Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's svara. Kol makom sha'atam ose shtei rishuyos vehein rishus achas. Wherever you have two rishuyos, which are really halachically even the same rishus, kigon amud rishus hayachid gavoa asar v'rachav dalet. Let's say in your backyard you have a very tall, not very tall, whatever, 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide platform. So it's all rishus hayachid. It's a rishus hayachid in a rishus hayachid. You know what Meir says? Asur l'kasif alav. You can't put anything on there. Why? Because if you have this exact situation in the street, then it's an issa daraisa. That's a rishus yachid and a rishus arabim. And gzeira mishim tel rishus arabim. So just like your mayor says that there, hachanami gzeira mishim tel rishus arabim. That's his gzeira here. Remeir Aser, again, you can't go about every specific case, is Lo Plug. Every time you have two Rishuyos next to each other, or within each other, one is a separate Rishus within the other one. So, where Gozer Mishum tell Birshas Arabim. Sovereign. So that's why 10 Tvachim above or below is the problem. And now we appreciate that Tiferes Yisrael's comment, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's not only if you have one above the rest, even one below the rest. That was the Chiddush. Sover mina afilu machteshes afilu gigas. The Talmidim were thinking to themselves, wow, really, they must have been talking amongst themselves then. After they heard this, they said, oh, does it apply to a barrel? Does it apply to like a grinder? Like a big kli? Also, sometimes you have a big kli that suffices to be a Rishus Hayachid itself. It's 10 Tvachim wide and 4 Tvachim high. I'm sorry, the opposite. 10 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim wide. So Amalu Abaya. Abaya overhears him and says, no. Hachi Amar Mar. Lo Amar Abi Meir Ela Amud Va'amas HaRechayim. Only by major structures. Ho Va'adam Koveyala and Makom. Any kli that would be used, that doesn't count. It's only something that's permanently there. Something that's permanently there, that's where a mayor says his shita. The Ritvi here notes, you have to say this type of limitation, or else, you know, ain't lo davar sof. Are you allowed to put a sefer on a table in your dining room? Right? Your dining room is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, and it has the edge, you'd use pit tikra to make imaginary walls. How are you allowed to put a sefer on the table, according to the shita? The answer is, because that's not koveh lo makom. That's like the cases of the machteshes and the gigas. And the barrel, so therefore, you have to have some type of limitations. That's what the Ritva here says, you know, just as a davar pashut, right? Nobody's going to say that you can't put something on a table. Where's this lashon? V'basha shalu heich metaltel and svarim in a table lachutzala in a kasha, right? You know, you have to give that answer. Vayter in the Gemara v'harei kosel shebein beis chatzerus de kavua. Okay, let's get back to this case. What if you have a wall between yards? That's kavua. V'yamar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, kishetimsi lomar, when you start analyzing, l'divrei Rabbi Meir, gagin rishus la'atzman, chatzerus rishus la'atzman, karpifos rishus la'atzman. According to Rav Yehuda the Amora said, that when you start analyzing Rabbi Meir Shita, that all of these are their own separate rishuyos. So what does that mean? He made that comment on this statement later on, the Mishnah on Tamar's Daf. My lav deshari litil tule dera kosel. Didn't he say that to mean that you would be able to use the wall on top of the wall, use the area on top of the wall? But isn't that a gzera situation according to Rabbi Meir? Right, you have a wall in between, it's higher than 10 tfachim, right, in between another rishus yachid. Isn't that a problem? So Amar Funa Bar Yehuda, Amar Sheish is low. The issue there, which Benzer will talk more about tomorrow, Lahachnis Ulahoti Derech Psachim. No, it's not talking about using what's on top. It's using the Psachim in between. In between, not talking about on top, because that in Achinami would be included in the Gzera. Good. So this takes us first section. Tosfos and the Rashi here discuss what do we paskin like. Tosfos here is no, the first Tosfos in the Perek, we paskin like Reb Shimon. Even though we have the principle halacha karebi meir b'gzeiros of, usually we pass it like Rabbi Meir when he goes to l'chumra. So this is where we referred to this rush already months ago. The rush right here says it's not a hard and fast rule. We don't always possibly, the Gemara says earlier halacha karebi meir b'gzeiros of. You don't know, we don't. It's not always true. Could be a limited rule, and therefore we can pass like Reb Shimon here. Tosfos holds like we pass like Reb Shimon, and the rush as well discusses that. Good. If you look in the Chashuk Echemet here, again, this is a case that could have been discussed many times, he just notes, there was a case, are there any heterim? There was a case of a Sheva Brachas, and that somehow they were made shalant in a certain house, they were going to bring the shalant to the shul, and they found out on Shabbos that the Eriv fell down. So, is there any way to bring the shalant? So, get a non-Jew, the Cholu, trying to figure out cases. The question is that there is no non-Jew to carry something to violate this Isser Durabanan in order Litzarech Shabbos. So are there any, so you might say, there's plenty of other food. What if this is a staple? What if this is the only hot food? Right? Everything else was going to be cold. They were going to have chalent. That was going to warm everything else up. So he tries to fetch out certain kulis. I'll cut on this, that. But again, it's a in point Shiloh, you know, literally a Chalon Shiloh, right? Somebody has to, a question that the Rav has to know the answer to right away, because when they come on Shabbos morning, my Chalon, I have to do this, You know, that's, but he discusses it there. What exactly are the heterim? Okay. V'chachamim omrim. Kol echad v'echad rishus b'fnei atzmo. The chachamim say that every area is their own rishus. Meaning every gag, every chatzer, right? None of these kulas, even a mayor's kulas you don't have. Itmar. Rav amar. Ein metaltelin bo ela b'dalet amos. You're only allowed to be metaltel dalet amos. What is that talking about? Even on your own roof. Your own roof. Let's say we have a bunch of roofs all together on top. Not only do the Rabbanan say that it's not automatic like a remeir. You have to make an eruv between the roofs, but even within your roof, you have to, you're limited. Only dalet amos. Why? What's Rav Shita? Because there's a principle we had way back, but now the Gemara is going to talk about, nifritza lamakom ha'asrla. Remember that case? If you have even a private rishus, but it is totally open to an area where one is not allowed to carry in, the last time we had this, if you remember, was like a mavui which opened into a chatzer. And the whole back of the mavui was open and you weren't able to carry into the chatzer, and therefore that iser right next to this area could affect this area as well. So that's Shitas Rav here. Because I can't go into the next gog, and this my gog is totally open to that gog, that even restricts my area here, and I'm not allowed to go more than dalet amos in this area. That's the principle of, right, look at the middle, medium lines in Rashi, Tehavid le rishus prutza b'milua l'makom ha'asrla. That's this principle on the fifth medium line in Rashi. Ushmuel amar mutu l'talet b'kulo. Shmuel says, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. He rejects that principle. He rejects the principle of nifritza l'makom ha'asrla? No. Shmuel would say here, it's not nifritza, because there are mechitzos, you just don't see them. Right? There's the edge of your roof, and the mechitzos can magically shoot up. Right? Good asig mechitzta. Right? They shoot up. Shmuel agrees with that principle, but you have mechitzos here. So, what does the Gemara now say? Limiting the machlokas. Bim mechitzos hanikaros dekuliyam alo pligi. If it is mechitzos dikaros, meaning if the edges of the roof are sticking up, so you see the roofs, they're mechitzos niros. You see them. You see the edges of the roof sticking up. That there's no machlokas there. That even Rav would agree it's mutter. Because those are mechitzos nikaros, and they would good asik mechitzta. They would imaginarily shoot up, and therefore there wouldn't be a problem. Ki pligi mechitzos sheini nikaros. The problem is when they're not nikar. When you look straight and your roof is right next to your friend's roof and it goes straight, and there's no mechitzos, you don't see the walls underneath. So Rav Amar ein matatlan b'el v'dalet amos. Why? Lo amrin go to asik mechitzta. You don't say it where, unless you have mechitzos that are visible. Ushmuel amar mutl talet b'kulo. Damar go to asik mechitzta. Shmuel said, no, it's okay. You can say good asik even where you don't see the mechitzos. So it's a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, how flexible you are in terms of saying good asik. There's an important chashuk yechemet here, but first we'll continue. Tnan v'chachamim amrim. Our Mishnah. The Chachamim say, Kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmo. Every gog is a rishus la'atzmo. Right? What does it sound like? What does that sound like in the Mishnah? Every gog is their own rishus, and it sounds like, and you could be metatal in your own rishus. So, Bishlo l'shmuel nicha, ela l'rav kasha. Rav says, even on your own gog, you can only be metatal for amos. So, the Mishnah sounds like, no, your own gog, you can do whatever you want. So, Amri Bei Rav, Mishmei Derav, no. Shaloi Talta, Beis Amos Begag Zeh, Beis Amos Begag Zeh. Who says our Mishnah is saying that it's all mutter? All our Mishnah says is that your Gog is not automatically connected to the other Gog. Meaning you got to make an Erev. But it's not saying you can do whatever you want with your Gog. Maybe the Mishnah is just telling you, your Gog is your own, and therefore only in your Gog could you carry Dalet Amos. But you're not allowed to do two in yours and two in your friends. That you're not allowed to do. Period. I v'ha Amar Rabbi Elazar ki avina b'bava when we were in Bavel. Rabbi Elazar started out in Bavel, then he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar avina b'bava havi amrina b'rav mishmei derav amru ein metalten bo ela b'dalet amos. Rav says only dalet amos v'hani de Shmuel tanu ein lohen ela gagon. And Shmuel's lashon was no, they only have ein lohen ela gagon. They have their gag. I mean, their whole gog, according to Shmuel. So, my ein lohen ela gagong, lav deshari l'tiltulei b'kulei. Right, they were each quoting brises here. This to be Shmuel quoted a brisa, ein lohen ela gagong. That's a brisa that sounds like Shmuel. That you have the whole roof. You can carry whatever you want on your roof. Even though there are no mechitzos nikaros. So the Gemara says, what's the problem? Umi alima mi mastisan? Is the brisa more difficult? Is it stronger than the Mishnah? Do ukimna that we have already established the Mishnah to mean shelo yitaltel shtei amos begagzeh v'shtei amos begagzeh? That's how we have already explained the Mishnah. So achanami sir too by the brisa beis amos begagzeh or beis amos begagzeh. Period. Right. So therefore, the Mishnah and the brisa are explained the same way. There's nothing explicit here against Rav, so it implies a little bit differently. Don't worry about the implication. Period. Says the Chashukei Chemed, a riddle, one of his chidot, a riddle. When do you ever have a case that Reuven built something in his own Rishus, and that ruins Shimon's Sukkah? When do you ever have such a case? So, there is a discussion in Maseches Sukkah, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. What happens if I have a roof, and I put four poles on the edge of my roof? On the four corners of my roof, I put four poles, and I put tzchach on top. So Gemara says, at least according to one opinion, that could work as a sukkah. There are no walls! What do you mean there are no walls? The answer is you have the walls of the house that shoot up. Good asik mechitzta. And therefore, if you have this on the edge, if you have it in the middle, then there's no good asik. You need an edge to say good asik. So if you put the poles on the edge of the roof, and you have tzchach on top, good asik mechitzta, that could be a kosher sukkah. Wonderful! What happens if then my friend builds a building right next to mine, and he builds his roof right next to mine? All of a sudden, what happened? According to Shmuel, I have just ruined my mechitzas nikaros. I have just built a house there, and my doing something in my own reshus ruins my friend's sukkah. And you can no longer say good asik mechitzta. So that's the trivia question. You do something in your own reshus and you ruin your friend's sukkah. That's the, based on our Gemara, because now the mechitzas of Shimon are not nikaros. I don't think it's a trivia question that anybody will ever get if they're not learning Maseches Erev and Daf Pei Tes with the Chashukei Chemed, but feel free to mention it. Viter. In that case, you got to worry about Makeh too. I mean, I don't know where the Makeh is in that case, but we'll see at the end of this time to talk about Makeh. I think we had a Daf Be'i and Shir about it. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef, Lo Shami Liosh Maitza. I never heard this. For the fifth time in this Masechta, we've had Rav Yosef say that. I've never heard this. Never heard what? That Shmuel Shita is even by Mechitzos She'ena Nikaros. Rav requires Mechitzos Nikaros. Shmuel says even Mechitzos She'ena Nikaros. Amalei Abaya, as he always does, At Amini Alon, Rav Yosef, you told us this. The Aha Amit Nalan. And you told us the statement of Shmuel about, related to the following Mishnah. What if you have two roofs? You have a big one and a small one. What do you mean big one and small one? The small one on one side is totally open to the big one. The big one has four sides. Walls on four sides, just on the fourth side, it's partially open to the small one. So what's the halacha there? Gadol mutter, the gadol is mutter, why? Because it has walls on four sides. Only the fourth side has an opening to it. The katan aser, the katan is aser, why? Because it's totally open on the fourth side. If nifritza bimilua lumakam ha'aserla, as we said. That's what the Mishnah said. The amart lanala, and you, Rav Yosef, said about that, says Abaya, you quoted us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu elashish diurin alzeh v'diurin alzeh. When do you say this is a problem? When there are residents in either one, da havilah hadakatan mechitza nidreses. The problem here is when people live in both, and normally, let's say during the week, they travel over the border, and therefore this is called a mechitza nidreses, and you don't assume that that is a good mechitza, because people walk right across it. Aval ein diurin alzeh v'alzeh, but if people during the week don't walk across this border, then shnei'en mutarin. Then they're both mutter. So why? Because you say good asik, even by ein mechitzos nikaros. So Abaya says to Rav Yosef, you told us this principle, that you can say good asik even with ein mechitzos nikaros. Amar lei, so this kind of answer you don't usually have. Usually Rav Yosef says, wow, thank you. But here he says, Amar lei, no, hachi amri l'chu. Thank you for reminding me, but you still got it wrong. No, this is what I said. Lo shanu elashiyish mechitza alzeh o mechitza alzeh. No, the only time it's mutter is if you have a mechitza on each, the gadol mishteri begifufei. The gadol is mutter with its little edges on the fourth side. The katan nifras b'milu, and the katan is aser. Aval ein mechitza lo alzeh v'lo alzeh shneim asurin. Rav Yosef says, I never said anything about the urin. I said mechitzos. So Abaye says, no, that's not true about the urine on Martlon. No, you told us you used the word diurin, not mechitzos. So Rav Yossi says, okay, now I know what I meant. I amri l'chu diurin, if I said the word diurin, hachi amri l'chu, this is what was my kavana. This is what I meant to say. Lo shanu ela sheish mechitza reuya ledira alzeh, u'mechitza reuya ledira alzeh. It's all about mechitzas. Meaning Rav Yosef is defending the fact that he never said mechitza she'en and reuyos that ain't only karos are good enough. He say no. If you have a mechitza that's roi ledira on each one, de gadol mishri b'kifufei v'katan nefras b'milua. That's when the gadol is mutter and the katan is aser. Avo yesh mechitza reuya ledira al hagadol ve'ein reuya ledira al hakatan. But if you have a mechitza reuya on the gadol, but on the katan not, afilu katan shari lebnei gadol. The bnei gadol could even use the other chatzar, the smaller one. My taima, kiva delo avin mechitza, since the smaller roofed people didn't put anything up, siluke saliko nafshayu mehacha. It must be they are saying, you know what, forget it. We are tafel. They didn't put up anything. They're being misalik themselves, and they're giving over. It's like bitul reshus. It's like an automatic bitul reshus. If they didn't put up any mechitza on the roof, so then it must be they're giving over their reshus to the gadol, and the gadol would be able to even use the katan's area. Right, period. The Sfasemis here points out, l'chor, the Sfar would work in the opposite direction too. If only the katan put up mechitzos and not the gadol, then the gadol must be removing themselves, and the katan could use the gadol's area. Right, that says Rav Yosef, that's what I said. But I never said a word about mechitzos in Ikaros, that's why I'm still in shock that Shmuel holds that you can say good asik even by ein mechitzos nikaros. One more line. Kehad amar of Nachman. Similar concept to what Rav Nachman says in terms of siluk. Asa sulam kavua lagago huter b'cholagagan kulan. If one resident builds a permanent ladder from his house to his gag and nobody else in the community does, so then basically everybody else is saying, feel free to use all of our roofs, because he's the one that did a maisa, and everybody else didn't. So it must be they're being misalik themselves from the usage of the roofs. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Brother Hashem, we will continue in Paragalgagos in the coming days as we continue, and we head towards the 9th parak, the 10th parak, and a siyum, Brother Hashem, on Meseches Erevin. Okay, we'll stop here.